Well, hello, hello. Is it Monday morning? Are you listening to me to start your week? Well, my friends, I've got another honest podcast for you. I'm going to just show up and tell you like it is. For those of you who are just tuning in for the first time and don't know, I'm Kelly Wynn. I am an artist, a writer, an entrepreneur, a mother, a wife, a world traveler, spirit seeker, and curious person all around. My favorite thing is to be in the presence of others and see the light go off, whether it's for me or for you, or just that little inkling that trickles through. That's my favorite thing. And so that's why I keep showing up here on the podcast, hoping that it happens to be a little light going off for you as well. Now, for those of you who have been following the journey for a while for me, it's been plenty of ups and downs. I started the actual career of the art way back in 2012, so over a decade now. But I've been an entrepreneur long since before that. If you listen to my story, I mean, I tried all kinds of business ideas from elementary school through high school, and even in my early 20s as I was cleaning houses, I think there's always been part of me that says, I don't want to have to work for somebody else. I want to do it on my own terms. Do you relate to that? And of course, I had a little stint with the military, which gave me some great discipline. I actually enjoyed those years very much. And then the path opened for me for motherhood and wifehood and lifehood and all the things in between. But my desire to be an entrepreneur didn't end. I made chocolates, sold handmade cards, taught scrapbooking lessons, dreamed up probably 10 or 20 other little possibilities along the way. I just don't think the technology was there yet to connect me and my dreams with the world. My experience with scrapbooking evolved in and of itself. I taught lessons both in craft stores and on my own. I did trade work. I got published. I really looked deep into how I could turn that into my entrepreneurial journey. But the core of who I was, an artist, you know, came back again and said, you know what? It's time for you to create with your own creations. Let's move forward with doing your own thing. And instead of waiting on the industry to design the next round of pattern paper, it's time for you to move forward and go back to your roots with painting and creating for yourself. And that's why I took that leap. That was about 2008 that I made the decision, but I gave myself a good 4 years before I actually jumped into the pool of showing my art and selling my art. And so I just wanted to give that little backstory to show you how many different things I've tried, all the way up to the point of deciding that I would stick with the path of being an artist until that too changed. And you can see along the way, I sold art, I curated, I would coach other artists, I would work towards an agency model where I could represent other artists. I was a juror. I worked for the Maryland Federation of Art. I taught how to use social media in the earlier years. And in 2015, 2014, when I was getting a real good handle on Instagram way back in the day when it was so easy. And I understood blogging. I understand community. I understood all these things, but the click on how I was going to make it profitable and make it work for me took quite a few years. You can hear many of those stories in my past episodes of this podcast under the Unfold series, as I talked about a lot about the journey that got me to where I am here today. In 2017, I started Color Crush Creative, which is still my baby. It came and went and changed and unfolded in many different ways over the years. But it's back here to stay. I've relaunched all my art courses under the name Color Crush Creative, which was probably what I should have done in the beginning. And yet, it took me a little bit to find my footing when I decided that teaching art was the path I was going to venture in. And in 2018, I started my first membership, teaching online, and especially a deep dive into color theory and color mixing. Many of you may be listening were part of that journey. And then, of course, 2020 happened, and I put my all into it, but things shifted again and again and again. And so what's the moral of this story? Why am I telling you a repeat of what I've done and this long hashed out list of all the things that I've tried? I think because it's really important, especially for you entrepreneurs out there, you creative souls who are putting everything into making it click, trying to understand how you're going to turn your passion into your life and your business without it totally taking and sucking the soul out of you. Well, I am here to honestly tell you it is a rocky road. It is not an easy road. It is not an overnight road. It is a long journey. Many of you who have been teaching art courses or selling your artwork and looking for ways to improve that over the years know that for every time you think you've got it right, there's another pivot coming along, another evolution, another time to take it to the next level, another moment where you have to step back and say, I don't know if this is how I really want to design it. I would encourage you to look at all those different iterations of who you are as part of the process of showing up 100% completely in alignment for your future self. It takes time. And if you haven't figured it out yet, that's okay. Guess what? There's going to be many more iterations of you, just as there's going to be many more iterations of me. And as I've built up Color Crush Creative and put it into the world in a way that it can continue to inspire others, it gives me a chance to take the next step myself in my journey, which is inspiring you to live your life by design and not by default. Inspiring you to take the next step in your journey. Helping you really get down to the deep core of your desires and your potential and all the things that you've ever dreamed of doing and put it together in one gorgeous package that's far more in alignment than anywhere you've ever been before. Help you put those pieces together and make it click in a way that maybe you didn't see. Help you understand that there's a method to this madness and there is a way to grow your business so that it is profitable. I don't want to say it's easy, but we can do it with ease in alignment with your true nature and your desires, and then allow it to become something bigger and better than you ever imagined. This is how I'm dreaming about 2023. How many of you listening right now have set your sights on the bigger dream for 2023? How many of you have said it out loud? How many of you have spoken those words, spoken your desires so that it is known in your soul, in every cell of your being, that it is possible, that your journey is needed in this world? I don't know how else to say this. If the idea, if the dream, if the seed has been planted in you, there's a reason. There's a reason you're called to show up, make the art, sing the song, tell the story, share the words, take the photos, bake the pie, whatever it is that you love and you do and you feel called to. It's not an accident. This is part of who you are for a reason. You are connecting your naturally born gifts, the thing that makes you remarkable, with others in this world, teaching them, guiding them, inspiring them, putting your words out in a podcast, writing your essays, sharing your message through video on YouTube, whatever it is that you're called to do to show up and share your talents, to share your passions. Yeah, I think it would be a real shame if you headed into 2023 and didn't follow through. It would be a real shame if you've been building this business and you abandon it out of fear, out of perfectionism, or doubt or shame or any of the other things that creep up as you're leveling up to that next place in your life, as you're showing up and that next evolution of yourself, that's when things get scary. That's when sometimes we pull back and we say, nope, I'm just not going to do it. I'll just stay in this comfort zone. I'll just stay where it's easy. I'll just keep making a few more art courses and putting them out once in a while and post on Instagram and my photos, my still photos and my few words and my hashtags. And I'm just going to keep puttering along as I've always done because it's easy and it's comfortable and it leaves me less vulnerable. The fear doesn't come up. The shame doesn't come up. It's much, much, much more easy. It's much, much easier to just stay where we're at. But that's not what we're born to do. That's not what we're made to do. How come I'm telling you all of this right now? Maybe it's obvious. Maybe it's kind of showing through the cracks after my big trip and all the things I've been through this year, actually in all the last several years, that's what's coming up for me. So of course, naturally, I'm compelled to bring this message to you that fear is coming up like crazy. I keep wanting to back down. I keep wanting to say, you know what? It's okay. It's comfortable right here with Color Crush Creative. I can just put together another little fun art course and, you know, do the thing that I've always been doing. I can make success out of this. I can continue to support my family and take some fun vacations and do the easy thing. Or I can look at those dreams that I've been speaking. I can look at the passion that I've been putting out into this world and see that if I pull back now, I'm doing myself a disservice. I'm doing you a disservice. How fair would that be to be building this momentum, this message, this connection with you to just pull it back and say, nope, I'm not going to do it. Now, for some of you, I'm just saying, maybe that's what you need to do right now, taking care of yourself. But for some of you, like me, that's just fear talking. That's just doubt creeping in. That's just, yeah, that's just comparison, seeing what everybody else is doing and saying, it's all been done before. I don't know how my message is any different. I don't know if I have anything special to say. I don't know why I'm doing this. No one's going to listen to me. No one has any interest in what I have to say. You know, I'm not that good at this anyway. We all have these fears when we're about to make these huge leaps to the next level. It's normal. It comes up and it's coming up for me in a big way right now where I just want to run and hide and say, you know what? It's okay. It was fun. This little podcast thing experiment. It was fun. I'm going to shut it down. I'm just going to go back to painting a little bit here in my studio and showing up once in a while. That would be the easy thing for me to do right now, but that is not what my calling is. And every time I try to shy away, I actually feel this in my gut saying, how dare you, Kelly? If you even help one person, it is a success. How dare you pull that offer away? How dare you pull that spirit away from those who need to hear? It is possible. It is needed more than ever. We need these conscious entrepreneurs. We need these heart-centered entrepreneurs. We need people who are going to put love into this world. And if I don't stand up and say this message, maybe the spirits will come and inspire someone else to say it. But what a shame. What a missed opportunity for me to do the thing that I've been called to do and show up for you. And so it's actually that thought in my mind that this is bigger than me. This is the connected part between us all that I've been experiencing through my trips to Nepal, through meditation, through connecting with amazing soul-aligned women entrepreneurs that are doing remarkable things. And every time that happens, it reconfirms to me that it is my time to show up for you. And so if one or two or three of you say, yes, this offer's right, then that's great. If 1,000 people say, yes, this offer is right for me, teach me more, guide me, help me guide others, then I've done what I've come to do. And I'm not going to shy away from that. So I'm going to take that next step. I'm going to tell you for sure. We're changing the podcast and evolving its name to the new name of my business, which is Made Remarkable. There, I said it. Made Remarkable. And what does that mean? I think it came to me in this realization that you don't have to become anything. But the ideal image that you have in your mind is not what the world needs right now. What the world needs is you, the way you are right now, the way you have been made remarkable. And so that's the name of my business, Made Remarkable. It's also the name of the podcast coming out, the Made Remarkable podcast. And I'm going to bring you stories of not just my own, but we'll be introducing you to many amazing people who have done remarkable things, built remarkable businesses, shared their remarkable stories. And I'm going to connect you with that so that you can see that it is possible for you just as well as it is for me or anyone else who feels that in their heart, it's time to move forward to the next big thing. And that's what 2023 is all about. We're going to be bringing it. We're going to be showing up, you and me together, showing up for it and not shying away. So that's your first inkling that we're doing the thing. What do you think of that? I know you've been wondering, what's this podcast going to be? Why is there a change? Well, I've done my unfolding and I'm going to continue to unfold indefinitely as we all do. But as the path cleared up for me and the information just really solidified this summer in my heart and in my gut as to where I knew I needed to take this next step, where I was going to be showing up for you and how I was going to be showing up for you. Well, I knew it was time to change and evolve. And in some ways, it's a simplified system for me. All things under one message of you are made remarkable. So you can find me at Made Remarkable. And also my personal brand, I've been working on Kelly Wynn. That's just for the stories. That's just for the travel. But at Made Remarkable is for the bigger picture. And that's where we'll be sharing more information about the podcast, about the programs, about some free offers where we're going to get together and workshop these ideas. And also that PDF that I keep talking about, 100 ways to make money as an artist without selling your art, that's still a pretty impactful PDF. So just go to kellywynn.com/100 and you'll find it. We'll update all those links everywhere you can search for the podcast. We're working on updating the website for it and the links for it. All those little details we'll be working over, you know, the Thanksgiving break, because while you guys are eating your turkey, I'm going to allow my wonderful husband to cook me some too. And I'm going to keep getting to work on this big badass dream. And that's what I want for you too in 2023. Okay. So don't let fear hold you back. Don't let the confusion and the overwhelm and the having tried it 100 million ways. Cause I mean, like I said, I've been doing this thing since I was a kid and I've really been doing this thing for the last decade for sure. And there's been so many iterations, but I'm here now and I'm ready to step into the next evolution of what it's supposed to be. And I hope you will join me. All right. Thank you so much. It means so much to me that you're still sticking around and listen to these little in-between series. And if you enjoy the in-between series, please share it with a friend. And also let me know, do you want me to keep doing them? We can do the full podcast episode every week and I can still show up for your Monday morning with a little bit of a oomph, a little go get 'em, and a little insight of where I'm at and what I'm doing. So I'd love to hear your feedback. Just come and have a chat with me over at Kelly Wynn on Instagram. I'm there. You know, I still have my Kelly Wynn Studios account. That's for art, but for talking about life and nature and travel and spirit evolution and conscious entrepreneur, come find me at Kelly Wynn. That's K-E-L-L-E-E-W-Y-N-N-E. That's me. Thank you so much. I love you so much. Have a great day. Bye.